But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
The Bible began to give us a very hallowed truth. He says, there appear a wonder in heaven. That where this wonder appeared was heaven. And they began to explain the mystery of this wonder that appeared in heaven. And what was the mystery? That there was a woman who was clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet. And that was all in metaphors, in order to give us insight into the hallowed truths of God. That the clothing of this woman is the sun, but the moon that is also, mind you, the Bible speaking in Genesis, that God made two great lights. One to rule the day, and another one to rule the night. So the moon is also a ruler, but he will only rule a season called the night. And every time the night breaks upon a destiny, it is the power of the moon that will control that space. If you know the things we are trying to draw attention to right now, you will know that the moon is symbolic of a person, just as the sun is also symbolic of an identity in the spirit. There was a reason why in our solar system, every planet is orbiting around one particular star called the sun. He is the attention of all planets. Everything draws reference from it. He is the focus of everything. You depart further from it and you lose meaning. And he says unto you who fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings. So they've showed you that the sun is a person. But there is another light called the moon. And those of you who did not miss your geography class, the moon has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of another. And he does so in a season where the sun has shifted. When the sun leaves, then the moon comes and begins to manifest the fullness of his own glory. In the light that the moon doesn't have light, it only borrows light. I will share you how Satan sources light from. Mind you, the scripture says, and be no marvel, for Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light. So the person that is the adversary, the person that is the enemy, he does not operate as darkness anymore. If you are looking for Satan in a shrine, you are wasting your time. He is hanging around the holy altars. He's hanging around places where consecrated men tread. He wants to walk to and fro coals of fire. He wants to hang around Puritans. If you think Satan is in the club, you are wasting your time. His investments are not shallow. The enemy does not plant where the good master have not planted. So he waits until God plants. Then it is wherever God makes a move on. That is where his attention is. So the parable of the seed sower showed you another mystery. That the dragon is not interested in planting anywhere. He wants to plant exactly where God has planted. And if you are here, there is something in your life contending for your ordination, contending for your spiritual stability. It's a sign. There is something Satan saw. That is why he came to plant something by the side. Any man who is wise will know that what is it about me that Satan has this much attention on me. Don't be deceived. The attention of the devil is not on everybody. You know what, friends? Behold, I show you another mystery. The day, the complete progression of a day. The complete complete progression of a day is synonymous to the lifespan of a man. The day starts with darkness and it ends with darkness. So, from 12 a.m., by 12 a.m., people can send you happy birthday and they are correct because a new day has started. But the new day did not start with light. It started with darkness. When you are born, you will not be born into your best version. Everything that limits your bloodline, everything that limits your ancestry, everything that limits your link, everything that limits your fathers and your mothers, they will have the opportunity to do their worst. Satan is always given the opportunity to play his card first. It is at such a season all kinds of signatures will be signed on your life. Some of you at age 13, they have registered an addiction in your life already. You began to struggle. You began to war as though it is a sinking sand that is covering. You cannot even breathe in the spirit because the intensity of the attack around your life. Satan will always be given the chance to play the first card because your day will start first with darkness. But I bring you good news, saints of God. The scripture beckoned on all the sons of light. It says, arise and shine, because of one reason: your light has come. Weeping may endure for the night, but there is a joy season of your life that should come in the morning. Too many of us, the thief has visited. He has stolen. He has killed and he has destroyed. Many things that are your hallowed inheritance from the studios of ordination, suddenly you have lost touch with them. Some of you, few years ago, there was no night that you don't see encounters. Few years ago, every day you wake up, there is a sound humming in your mind. Your only role was to add lyrics to that sound. Some of you, few years ago, when you open the scripture, it will be like the scripture are linking with themselves as though you will go mad. Revelations all around your gaze. But as the time continued to progress, the darkness attained one of its brightest forms. And you lost touch with all of your strength. You lost touch with all of your hallowed inheritance with God. Suddenly, you have even forgotten all the mighty things you wrote in your diaries. It's amazing how we write great things about our life while we were young. Then as maturity sets in, we begin to think it was childishness that is making us write those things. It's not childishness. It's because your faith has not been attacked yet. The more you are so conversant with the laws of the cosmos, suddenly you begin to trivialize the things God spoke to you about. Revelation chapter 12. My anchor scripture. The Bible began to speak there. It says, a great wonder appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, the moon, under her feet. Listen. Under her feet is a metaphor showing that this particular dimension that is entering time has dominated the era of darkness. So the reign of the moon, this woman, when she manifests, her own clothes will be the new light called the sun. It is like the covenant of the old and the new. The old covenant is about to be put under her feet. And the old covenant, for those of you who are Bible students, is the shadow of the new. So they say, we want to bring a new order. We want to introduce a new narrative. And Satan peeped and said, what is this that I see? Mind you, before anything happen on earth, it will first happen in heaven. It says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so he peeped there and saw that the plan is to arbitrate and close a whole era and introduce a new era. And in this new era, he is not the focus. They have made another one the focus. The focus was the child in the womb of this woman. And that he will rule the nations with the rod of iron. And the dragon said, what? So I will not be the focus of creation anymore. Oh my. He went and challenged the woman. Mind you, to show you that what I'm speaking to you, hey, if you are with me, say amen. That amen is not encouraging. The dragon has no issue with the woman. The woman was not his challenge. He did not touch the woman. He was waiting for the woman to bring forth that thing that is inside her. There is a kingdom that God wired on your inside. He says the kingdom of God is within you. What Satan is coming for is not you. It's that kingdom that only you can bring forth. You are like that woman that is pregnant with a child. And that child is also a metaphor. That child is the dimension of God that only her can bring into time. That is how every one of us was given hallowed dimensions of God. He says, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. But not every one of us will operate in the wonder dimension until we die. Many people will die as victims of situations and circumstances. Many people will die and they will never shine throughout their life. Because there is a package in the world waiting to stop people from giving birth to the kingdom that is on their inside. And he says, until Zion travails. There is something inside you. It will take the betting pangs. It will take the pain of labor to push it out. Have you seen a woman going into labor room before? She's not conscious of her makeup. She's not thinking of how her hair is. In fact, the pain she's inside does not give her room to be interested in those trivial things. Her focus is how to bring a life into this world. The moon under her feet. For many of you, God wants to close a narrative that has stayed in the world for a long time. He wants to introduce a new government through you. But you must partner with him. And see what the dragon did. The dragon came and stood in front of the woman, waiting for her to bring forth that child so that he will destroy the child, not the woman. So show you that the dragon don't have a problem with the woman. Satan has no problem with you being born. They can give birth to you. He will not stop it. He wants to stop you from fulfilling the program of God. Live for 100 years, but never fulfill God's purpose for your life. He is okay. So he has no challenge with the woman. He is only having challenge with what she carries on her inside. If Satan can abort that child is on your inside, you know he has wasted your life. You may even live to be a professor. Men will write very lofty things on your obituary. A life well spent. But when you arrive at the shores of eternity, they will say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. Remember this thing I just told you. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. The same voice that said I knew you can tell you at the end of the day, I don't know you again. In John chapter 1 verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 7, he says, the same came. Are you the one that they sent? Are you the one? Is it this version of you that God planned that will come and bring intervention to the affliction that has bedeviled your family? Or you too, you came? And let me tell you Satan's strategy. He wants to plant a secret sin in your life and help you hide it so that men will not even know. And leave you hanging around the pulpit for many years. But he knows that God cannot be mocked. There is no relationship between light and darkness. He knows that you will never be an oracle of God. When you open your vocal cords, it's a strange spirit that will declare his counsel, not God. You can be shouting, Jesus, Jesus, yet it's not Jesus that is glorified. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I ask you to do? Because in this kingdom, love, love is obedience. You can't tell a spirit I love you. You only demonstrate I love you to a spirit by obeying it. Spirits are not moved by emotions. Ah, I have a small burden in my heart that I want us to touch small. Just where, as you are sitting down, don't stand up. Just pray and say, that thing on my inside. Some of you, your destiny is almost aborted. And let me tell you one truth. The only reason why death is not given permission to look upon you is because of the purposes of God that is tied to your life. Just in case you are 18, 19, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, don't be deceived. Every day of your life until now that you are 30, there were periodic attempts on your life on a daily basis. The Bible described the purpose of this wicked entity called Satan. He says, he goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking for whom to devour. So Satan is not waiting for you to make a mistake. He's hanging around, trying to make you have, give him one small chance. Let him. And the Bible says, he who breaks the edge, the serpent will strike. Let me ask you one question. How many times have you broken the edge? Why are you still alive? It's because there is something tied to your life that if God allows Satan to destroy you, that purpose, if you die, many people who are depending on that one assignment they gave you, the whole scheme of God can be bastardized. So when God sees what is at stake versus the sin that you have committed, he will use the economy of mercy and cover his eyes from what you have done. Because if he chooses to reward you based on your own action, even his kingdom too will suffer. Because there are many narratives in his kingdom. You are the only one that can bring it to pass. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7, he says, lo, I come in the volume of books. It is written of me to do thy will. My life has been written in books before I came. There are prophecies that have gone ahead of me. I'm not here by mistake. I told you, there is only one thing Satan wants to stop. He doesn't want to stop you from being born. They can give birth to any child they want to. Call him any name you want. If you like, give him and say, Kai, this one. He will be called Deliverer. I've seen a harlot. Her name is Purity. Your name don't matter. In fact, your name will attract more attention from darkness to you. You say, so you are Purity. Alright, let's see how this thing will end. Do you know how Satan draws joy? Let me share with you the joy of princes in darkness. They don't want to kill you. No, far from that. They want to hold on to you, allow you have a little test of your inheritance. So let's say you were ordained to be the voice of salvation for nations. Then they'll say, let's allow him minister to one local government. Let him be a popular voice in the local government. When you touch a little of your inheritance, it's your own. As you touch it small, the reason why they wanted you to touch it small is so that men will now believe in you. Men will say, Kai, this is God using a man. This is the hand of God. Then your next season will enter. The devil announces men too. The devil announces men. He pushes men out. The devil gives men exposure because he wants to do something that gives him joy. I will share with you the joy of the princes in darkness. They want a man who was removing the gates of cities and putting upon his shoulder. They want a man who could charge against a lion and hold the lion and tear it to pieces. They want a man that can use the jawbone of lion and slay thousands of men. They want him eventually to be chained. When they caught Samson, did you wonder why they did not kill him? The same Samson that killed many Philistines. Now the Philistines now caught him. Their plan is not to kill him. Their plan is to use him as a source of joy. This is what we have done to an anointed man. This is how an anointing wasted. So they want an anointed man to be a drunk, lying down in one gutter. then they want him to live up to 80 years in that state. Have you wondered why certain people in certain depraved states live very long? It's because they are a source of joy for princes. Anytime they look at them, they say, this is how we stopped God. Because anytime heaven looks on that man too, they are not seeing a person, they are seeing an assignment. And when princes also look at him, they say, this is who said we are not powerful? This is where we stopped God from. Maybe you bow your head in 1 minute. My destiny will not be aborted. It's one prayer. And if you don't want to pray it, I can't help you pray it. What I carry on my inside will not be stopped. The dragon is not waiting for the woman alone. He's waiting for everybody who enter air. Everybody who enter here with a pregnancy is waiting. Let's see how you will give birth to these things. Let's see how you can birth that glorious destiny. Let's see how you can exalt the throne of God in this territory. Structures that draws the attention of the dragon to a person. Anytime there is unusual angelic attention on any human being, you are in trouble. If the devil does not know what God wants to do through your life, he only suspects through why is God liking this person. Why do we have more angel around this person than this? Some of you, if war angels are not around you, you would have died. The things that came to collide against you from birth, your story has been warfare. From the womb of your mom, all kinds of attempts to make sure this one will not enter time. Who is this that Michael is escorting into time? Who is this that requires war angels to partner with him? Because all men will come with that. Is a metaphor. Revelation 12. Everybody comes pregnant with something. The Bible speaking, he says, there is this treasure in 18 vessels, so that the excellency of power will be of the Lord. God hid something inside this 18 body. He hid a treasure inside. And the work of the fallen cherub now is not interested. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
There is a way you will sin, and reach certain depth in sin. Satan will no longer be interested in hanging around you, because your nature has become a stronghold. The grip of that sin over you does not require the partnership of any spirit suggesting it to you. Hormones are now involved. Your genetic, you know, man has an anatomy that is well detailed. Your bones, you know, your arteries, your capillaries, your veins, every muscle well captured by the knowledge we have in the medical field. Man also has a physiology, how all these systems work. You can practice a sin to an extent that it will alter your physiology. It will not be spirit again. It will be hormone seeking expression. You can smoke to an extent that if you have not taken that cigarette for a time, your body will literally be shaking. That is what lust too can become. And so when Satan, it's not only in the kingdom of light that men can grow. You can grow in darkness too. Mind you, if you are not growing in light, you are growing in darkness. All men are growing. It's just a question of which direction are you growing. If your life is not growing in light, believe me, you are growing every day. If you are not growing in light, you are growing in darkness. The devil's plan is not, you know, you may even start by just being lustful. You just stay quietly and go and hide somewhere and type a strange address. And go and watch pornography. A day will come, Satan will say, come up hither. You have tarried on this mountain for too long. Come. I have met human beings like me and you who have been drawn into dark chambers through practice. Now the man goes around. The only thing that satisfies his lust is a pregnant woman. So, if you are not pregnant, you know, they are telling you to stop now. You say you know what you are doing. You will soon grow in darkness. Have you seen people that the only thing that satisfies their interest is depraved thoughts? So, a man is attracted to have sexual knowledge of a two-year-old child. Two-year-old baby. You see, at that level, yours is not immorality again. It's abomination. Men sleeping with a chicken and then the neighbors now caught him. See human beings passing. See girls everywhere. You are not attracted to them again. It's a chicken, an animal, bestiality. Tap the person by your side and say, if you are not careful, you will grow in that sin. It is like a drunk. You start with one bottle. Very soon, one bottle cannot make you high again. And mind you, there is a high you are looking for with every sin. And that high It was designed that it's a spirit that should make you high. But the devil has found alternative route to give you momentary feeling of high. And so he says, be not drunk with wine wherein in excess. Be filled. It will not stop in one bottle. I know a man now. I will tell you everything in my heart today. When the spirits of darkness exhaust the youth of a man, they will discard you as though you never served them. Satan is not a good master. He does not reward those who serve him well. He will abandon you after you have served him faithfully. He will abandon you in a way. Then you will know that he has always hated you because you resemble God. Anytime he sees you, he is looking at God. And he will pretend as though you and him are in agreement. He wants to exhaust a particular part of your life that spirits are interested in. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. I must do the work of he that sent me while it is day. If your day period leaves you, you will find out that Satan is not on your side. I've seen a prostitute. The place where our ministry is located, it is put in the hub, a throne of immorality, a seat of abomination. And so where sin abounds, grace found a bright expression. And so it became a clash of kingdom. Darkness will present strange candidates. Light also emerged with sons. Sons that were ridden of the pollution. So we now started a battle of Armageddon in that space. A contention of light versus darkness. So it is a place where a prostitute can stroll into your meeting and sit down briefly. If you are not a master builder, you will say, who is that person that is not well dressed? Send her away. You just sent a soul away. So, in order to survive that kind of space, because you know the kind of people who will be coming, you will need to also go to the womb of the spirit and download wisdom. If this kind come, how do we handle this case? So a prostitute serves Satan. Served Satan for over 25 years of her life. Let me share something with you. When the spirit of lust saw that her body is no longer fashionable to continue that trade because age has set in, but she has always been a harlot, the spirit now entered a new assignment, and the assignment is not gratuity. It's not pension. Because the woman has served well. You know how many men she must have slept with for 25 years of daily practice. You know how many destinies were truncated. Instead of you to give that kind of woman a crown, you know what the spirits began to do? They began to find ways to leave her body. There are only two things that can remove a spirit from a body. One, power. Two, death. And in the occasion where power did not create that chance for the spirit to live, because now the spirit is in that body, but the body is no longer attractive for it to be doing the exploit it was doing before. So when spirits go and meet and give reports of their account for the month, he find out that his own account is low. When spirit A come and say, I brought down 70 great men. This week for me, I brought 3 generals down. That particular one inside her finds out that his own conquests, they are few, because even human beings are not attracted to something that does not look good again. So men were not coming towards her. The spirit now started creating an opening. Started opening her vessel up for other more terrible spirits to come and help him destroy her. And the first spirit he opened her vessel up to was the spirit of infirmity. So the young woman will go to the hospital. They will do all kinds of tests. You say, nothing is wrong with you. Have you been in that position before? Nothing is wrong with you. Your vitals are okay. Nothing. It was a spirit that was trying to, I don't want this body again. I want another body, a young body. Mind you, the spirit of immorality can be inside a child, and he cannot use that child yet because the appendages have not developed to be deployed in the right direction yet. So he will only keep certain tendencies in the child and be waiting for when the body has given it its full capability to display lust. Parents, this is why it's good to spend quality time of prayer with your children. Many strange spirits can just encamp and be hiding for many years, waiting for the moment of appearing. In fact, everything I've said is a deviation. I'm talking about Revelation chapter 12. Don't worry, I'll tie it up now. Pray. Tomorrow we'll have impartation, healing, and transfer of graces. Then I believe Jesus will leave his throne mightily. I celebrate all the ministers who have labored in this space. I can tell that labor is on this ground. And so let's appreciate them again, please. Amen. So when the great dragon began to hang around the woman, waiting for her to give birth so that he destroys the child, he observed something. He found out that heaven was helping the woman. That anything he planned, heaven will play something supernatural that will spoil his plan. So he now went to seek help from heaven. So he used his tail and pulled down 1/3 of the stars of heaven. Why did he bring them into this battle? Because he found out that to stop this glorious destiny from entering time, we need to bring warlocks, princes, thrones, and dominion. And when the Bible spoke concerning the things that fell with Satan that came through the thing, and I'll share with you the scripture speaking in Isaiah. It says, the prophet that speaketh lie, he is the tail. He's the tail. So Satan used a campaign of lie. Suddenly he just printed his posters everywhere. Gummed his poster on all the streets of the celestial city. Vote Lucifer. Upon his poster, there were 5 campaign promises. The 5 I will of Satan. Only Ezekiel documented them. 5 campaign promises. I will exalt my throne. I will. Ah! That was where thrones, dominions, powers, principalities. He said, we want a part of this new government. We will follow you too. And many of them, they didn't follow Satan as subordinates. Because there are many creatures that Satan cannot speak over their head. They are only partnering together because they have a common enemy. So if my enemy is your enemy, me and you can just come together for some time just to defeat that enemy and then go back to. In the kingdom of darkness, there is no love. They don't like themselves. Are you aware that when a herbalist gives you certain codes and you practice it, and you have momentarily, emphasis on the word, momentary relief. That momentary relief you have, let me tell you what actually happened. They invited a more higher being to bully the lesser being that was tormenting you. And when that bullying was stopped, this bigger being that they brought into your life will now begin to put his own tax on your life. So the end state of the man that seeks and consults with spirits, the end state is worse than what he was delivered from, because the spirit that is now tormenting him was bigger than the spirit that they pursued. There's no love in that kingdom. This is why when they tried to equate the government of God with that activity, Jesus says, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Because you know what they said? They say, he casted out demons by the spirit of Beelzebub. He said, no, this is not like that other kingdom. We don't fight ourselves in this kingdom. When they read, they saw that Satan has planned to take over a whole ecosystem. He wants to dominate the physical creation so that God can reign in the spirit. But if it is the physical, he will reign. You know what? He succeeded. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible gave Satan a salutation as Satan, the God of this world, has blinded their eyes. He prevailed. It is because of such a truth. That's why you hear of creatures like the prince of Persia, a prince that has power over a domain, that God will send Michael, and not even Gabriel can come into Persia. The prince of Persia detained Gabriel. And so when they continue to hear the prayer of Daniel, they say, but we have answered this guy's prayer since day one. They now say, okay, where is Gabriel that we sent? That was when report now came back that they arrested him. They say, who stopped Gabriel? Then they went to check among the ranks of angels. Let's involve men of war now. So they deployed Michael. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible says, there was war in heaven. Everything I've said is a careful narrative to bring us to why of the war. Because the heaven saw that Satan has involved high-ranking elements to go against the operations of God. So Michael also walked up and stared the angels. So the Bible did not say God versus Satan. The Bible says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels, not God. It was one angel that says, Lord, here am I. In the day of war, God will not fight. God will equip men to fight. There was. Please tell your neighbor, was. Please say it again like you mean it, was. And in that day where there was war in heaven, one angel arose. And when he got up, they wheeled all the angels of heaven to him. They said, lead them all to war. Michael and his angels. I put a question to you. Are the angels of God the property of Michael? No. It is because when a season of war comes, any man who avail himself, they will make you a captain over your generation. Michael and his angels. Not everybody is obeying that drum of war. They say, wake up and pray. Pray. It's an alarm in the spirit. That broadcast, pray. It came into the heart of 1,000 people. Only one answered the call. That one that got up. He too was feeling sleepy. Sleep is sweet for him too. But he rolled himself like a robot and touched the ground and began. They say, we give you your fellow brethren. You can become a captain. Michael and his angel. Revelation chapter 12 verse 17 says, there is war on earth. Wars in heaven. Now, the dragon has entered the earth to make war against the remnant of the seed of the woman that kept the commandment of the Lord. And so, how did they win the war when it was fought in heaven? One prince emerged and all angels joined him to fight. How would we win this war currently on earth? A prince must emerge and men will join him. Today, my voice is an alarm. Many captains will rise from your city. Suddenly, you will find that if captains don't rise, the army of the Lord will continue to walk in the valley of life. The voice of a captain is the sound of an alarm. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm upon my holy mountain. That is an assignment for a captain. When a captain speaks, your heart begins to boil. A captain speaks, and a people who have been kept under the chain of darkness, suddenly the dry bones become an exceeding great army. It is because a captain has spoken. God will raise men and put a fire on them, and like the foxes of Samson, he will transfer the fire. But the fire must first come upon one man who will change the landscape of the east totally. The day of revival. There is war. We are at war. Those of you who have not realized it yet, the kingdom of light has not been winning so far. Goliaths have emerged from the camp of darkness. All kinds of audacious people emerge, challenging the holy oracles of God, defiling the army of the Lord and defiling the name of the Lord. When we meet on the metaverse, which is the world of the internet, you see the way they bully you there. They are so audacious about their convictions for what they stand for. You who is a son of light, you are timid in that space. The sons of darkness have dominated the metaverse. Everywhere is nudity. And they found a way to denature you and use your social media profiles also as an apostolic tool to advance the campaign of darkness. Your life is not winning soul for Jesus. Yet, every picture you upload is leading more than 1,000 young men to immorality every day. And yet they say you are hot. You are hot. You have no idea. You are an apostle. You are just an apostle in darkness. We are at war. And the war is for the souls of men. The war, the battle is for the souls of men. The war has started in our generation. And I open my heart to you now in pain. Those who have reported for duty, they are very few. Many were called. But in the day of manifestation, only few were chosen. Because when we came before the aptitude test of the Spirit, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand upon his holy mountains? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So in the day where they wanted to deploy soldiers into the battle that the Oedipal has fought for his generation, Benzini Dahosa has fought, Catherine Kuhlman has fought, now is our own time, the millennials. Yet our challenge, our revival service messages, is a narrative of the life of dead men. You want to stir the crowd, you start talking about Benzini Dahosa, the days of Catherine Kuhlman, the days of Amy Semple McPherson, the days of Maria Woodward Eater. Everybody you are talking about are dead men. You are alive. Yet your example of purity and power is fetched from the archive of dead men. Mind you, the people you are calling their names, Please, let's not be distracted. I said this. The people you are calling their names, while they were alive, they were the pillar of light. Down till when they died. Where are those who were ordained to rise in our own generation? Mind you, the battle has started for our time. For the past 2 weeks, I've slept on my bed only once. I've been traveling from city to city to city. You saw how my voice was when I came here. I was at Mina with the JCCF and the FCS. I've been bouncing from city to city. Is that a good report? No. Is a sign that in the day of manifestation, the men who answered present, here am I, they are few. Very few. harvest is great. The harvest is ripe. The harvest is wasting. But the laborers are few. But there are many people on pulpit. Somebody tonight, you will just say, you will tell the Holy Spirit, I'll be serious with you. Enough of the joke. If you don't show up now, that we need you in this war, because we need all of the ones that they told us. They told us that we will fight a war in our age, and that God will win that war. But if you don't show up, God will win either with many or with few. Woe betide you, that when they needed you, you did not manifest. And it was for such a time that you came into the world. You came so that you can fight alongside us. Many of you, you belong in our bunch, because men manifest in bunches. We don't come alone. They manifest us from the same studio of eternity. So they say, when Ephah is rising from the north, Jesus. Moses will be rising in the east. Shegun will be rising from the west. Now, we are not talking about one individuals. We are saying they will divide regions for men, and men will become gatekeepers. So anytime they want to checkmate what Satan is doing there, they go and stare one man. Now you have many regions without gatekeepers. Many cities in the spirit without watchmen. Gone are the days where we had one of the finest soldiers in the body of Christ. It was a battalion of very, very violent women. You know what Satan did to them? He collided with them. He deleted their legacy, obliterated their memory. Now the average sister is aspiring to be a relationship coach. Once they see you praying, they say, the way we are seeing you, there's a grace for marriage, relationship, and, you know, family life counseling. Hey, where is Catherine Kuhlman? A time where they say women are not permitted to talk in church. You, those women have fought those war. Now they say women can talk. The day they manifested, they say a woman should be quiet when a man is talking in church. That a woman will only learn from her husband. The Holy Spirit mantled upon them. Sister Amy Semple McPherson was packing stadiums. Stadiums. Maria Woodward Eta will enter the field. She was a missionary, an apostolic missionary. She had certain services that they call only cripples. The devil fought that type. Those women, they were a tribe in the spirit. They came together in a bunch. They came together. And when they started living time, there was dishonor for them. The devil fought many of their marriages. So the people who were supposed to stay and say, my father, the chariots of Israel, they did not look upon them the way Elisha is supposed to look upon Elijah. So when they died, they did not transfer their mantles to another. And since it was not transferred, that type of ministry was blotted out. But there is a good news. Mantles don't leave the earth. Mantles always hang around the earth. Mantles are not needed in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. You don't need healing anointing in heaven. There is no darkness in heaven, so you don't need the spirit of revelation. Their records, their inheritance, their mantles began to hang around the airspace, waiting for one day when the last wish of Catherine Kuhlman will be this is my body is to see that type again. That type, the devil has denatured them. What they live now for is the number of likes that their picture have on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. In the days of the matrix, it was not men that they were interested in. They were interested in how many angels like them. You go and put your picture, then you are checking everyone 1 hour. Then you even go and call one of your friends and say, didn't you see the picture? Why didn't you comment? The people who were commenting on their own pictures was angels. What their Catherine Kuhlman had was the beauty of holiness. It was not makeup. How long is this life? How old are you? I used to think I'll be satisfied by many things. Many things. And when I got every one of them, it became clear to me that there's no satisfaction in anything. Only God. I said, when I buy my car, I'll be taking a ride every evening just for the fun of it. I planned the kind of car I wanted to buy. I thought about it. I said, I will live in a GRA. I will find expression in a very serene environment where the Holy Ghost can speak and I will not be interrupted. I said, I will select my furniture carefully. My room will be a display of splendor. One day I sat down inside my room. My car key was in front of me. And tears was flowing down my eyes. There was an emptiness on my inside. Eternity. Eternity has swallowed everything that looks like an ambition. Brother, something is telling you that once you get that job, you'll be happy. I want to correct that notion quickly. You will be more empty. Sister, once I get married, that wedding, by God's grace, I know you are even putting your life on a hold. Many things God say you should do. You say, once I'm married, then I will start it. You will find out that you will be empty inside marriage too. A man will not complete you. A woman will not complete you. Only God will complete you. Love of my life. I love you to eternity. The brother died in the month of April. By July, the sister is engaged to another guy. They will so forget you easily. If all you have in this world is the love of men, you are lost forever. The day you are no more, you will see how quick men can move on without you. A woman told her husband, she's sick. Marry my sister. So that because of the children, I don't want another woman to come and suffer my children. Good woman. Even call the sister home and say, come and be living in the house. Let me be seeing you in the house before I die. Called her children and said, this is your new mommy. The man pretended as she died, he pursued the woman out of the house. Went to bring a slave queen. What do you have, sister? Brother, what do you have? If you draw your last breath today, strangers will gather and share all your inheritance. People who didn't know how you gathered it, they will share it. That your high heel that you kept in that your wardrobe, somebody will wear it and dance in a club. What do you have if you don't have God? And when it's all said and done, when you are coming back, because there was a way you were looking when they were sending you into time, when you are returning back, they'll be looking at you to see. That is where that verdict is waiting. Depart from me, I know you not. Who is this? Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 21. He says, I have planted you a noble vine, a right seed. How art thou turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? I don't recognize you again. I have been taken to the mortuary many times. Many family have taken me and keep me in the mortuary with their loved one. And the attendant will lock the door. Only me and dead bodies. Then they will say, this one. Pray for this one. You can see the heart of men. They are not interested in any other person to resurrect. They say, pray for just this one. Then they close the door. Everywhere becomes quiet. Then you see all kinds of hairstyle. I've seen men. I've seen boys with mohawk. With their mohawk like this. This was how they were. Lifeless. They didn't know that that day was their last day. Strange appearances. Sometimes I'll hold the body. Father, in the name of Jesus. You know what the Holy Spirit tells me most of the time? Look at them carefully. You too, you will be like this one day. When I'm leaving the mortuary many days, the things that is echoing in my heart, what would you be remembered for? Because there will be a document on you with men and also in eternity. There are many people who are dead, but their Facebook account is still active. So from time to time, there will be a birthday reminder. You say, wish so person a happy birthday, boy, he's dead. And the person did not realize before he died, so her last picture was a nude picture. Her cleavages, everything was outside. So just in case she manifests in eternity. She was in her prime. When anytime she upload picture, ungodly men will say, you are hot. You see that vocabulary? It's not for kingdom ladies. You are not hot. You are not food. You are not hot. You are either elegant. You are beautiful. You are looking good. But hot, I tell you, there are all kinds of sexual tone to it. See, pepe them. Go and check your social media profiles. Just go and check. Be humble. Be humble with yourself this night. Go and check. You will find out that the picture that you put there is not the only picture in your phone. There was a careful selection that you took. You analyze all the pictures. You now pick one. And most of the times, that one you pick does not look like the real you. All kinds of repair, editing, this. Why do people move around and they just see a fine background and a fine car suddenly? A hunger to snap. Say, this is not me. You know why? There's a pressure. Everybody wants to be loved and respected. And Satan capitalizes on that appetite. Why do you give people your car key and say, help me wash the car? And the brother will quickly start doing video inside another person's car. And write, living my best life. Who are you lying to? Some of you, till today, you still borrow clothes as old as you are. Say, sister, please, can I just use this, your wig? You are laughing. You know yourself. Say, there's somewhere. I just want to enter somewhere quickly. I know what I want to be remembered for. That was the question he always asked me. What would you be remembered for? In the end of my days, there will be one summary. Epha Emmanuel served the Lord. The place I'm coming from now, before I came to your landscape, I was there a couple of months ago, and bandits shot at me. They came out, rugged looking men. Strangely looking men with turban and guns, and they were shooting at our car. We came out anointed men, because I was not alone. I was in the company of two pastors. We came out from the car and ran into the bushes, and they were shooting. You, as you are running, you are speaking tongues. Have you seen an anointed man running up upon grass before? We ran. Then after some months, you know, that's the things we face. Sir, the body of Christ on this side of the divide, after praying and seeking the face of the Lord, The Lord says that we should bring you for... I say that same place again. Then I use carnal wisdom. I say, wisdom is profitable to direct. The land is not safe. I said to Pastor James, tell them I can't make it. My schedules are tight. Then a spirit told me, he said, who has this life? Is it my own or your own? So I say, it's your own. Ah, for me to live is Christ. But if I die, it's gain. The day I will die, there will be commotion in two realms. Heaven, will be crying. A mighty weapon has left the battle. There will be a parade. Angels will stand. I say the things I say with all humility. The day I will die, hell will throw a party. They will say, finally, headache has left this place. But before I die, I will replicate my kind many. Listen. If you come from where I'm coming from, you will learn to give Jesus your life. Then the life will no longer be your own. It is only then you can witness the kingdom. That is where there are many communities. Many communities in the north. You guys don't know what happens there. Because of the insurgency, they have killed their pastors. I mean, the radical elements came, killed the pastor, burned the churches. The locals that are still Christians, they don't have any place of worship again. And there's no pastor over them again. So they are like sheep without shepherds. You know what Jesus began to do? He made some of us itinerary ministers and start sending us into those risky places. He said, go. And any day, those guys see a preacher, you needed to see the joy, because for many months, they've not heard anything about Jesus. They have stayed inside darkness for long. They are hungry for light. Yet, every day people hear call. Every day people receive call. People receive marching orders. But Jesus, I was sleeping on the Lord's day, and a seven-winged creature appeared to me and said, go to Port Harcourt. There I would reveal my majesty to you. Jesus is busy sending men to Lagos, Abuja, and Port Harcourt. And the place is where the souls of men are in drought, because no bread, no water. Everybody is running away. Until the state of your heart becomes one template for me to live is Christ. And if I die, is gain. If your heart comes to that place, your temptations will be few. The prince of this world will come for you, and he will not find anything to tempt you with. Because your heart has been disconnected from many things. It was this kind of walk and move that the elders had. So you come near the Kumuyi, you say, holy, holy. It's not holiness. It is detachment from the world. So they live as though they were pilgrims on earth. They didn't attach. You say, the elders say, take the world, give us Jesus. We want the world plus Jesus. And there's nothing that is more far from the truth. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve two masters. You either become foolish for God, but by all means, you will belong to one. You know what I discovered? When I gave myself wholly to the kingdom, everything men are looking for, I have it in excess. I can clear my account today and sleep. Before I wake up tomorrow morning, I will be back to a millionaire. One night. You are saving. They say, first deposit for the tire of the car. One sickness, you will spend all that money. Brother, what shall it profit a man If he has gained the world and what he lost was his soul. You know what I found out? I found out those of us who are fighting this war for the soul of our own generation, we are few. Very few. Many people love the fame and the honor that comes with ministry. They are not out here for souls. They don't even hear the marching order of our commanding officer. They don't know the voice of Jesus. It's not souls. How old are you? God bless you, sister. You are going closer to the grave every day. No matter how many times you quote, "I shall not die but live," you must die. You must die. A time to die and a time to live. You must die. The shocking thing about death is that you will not always be informed before you die. But by all means, you must die. Please tell yourself, I will die. You see, I know you will not say it. Jesus. Who has deceived you now? You will die, your sister. You will die. You will die. But you know where the glory is? The glory is how you died. Did you die as a bearer of the oracle of God? That when you died, there was silence in heaven. A procession was set in course. Like Stephen, Jesus had to stand to receive you. Who is this? And then there is a city far beyond the stars whose streets are of gold, where celestial beings find existence. Then they clothe you with garment of light and put crowns of stars on your head. The stars are all the souls you want. Every soul is a star on your crown. So when we meet in the after, see, some of you may never see me again. You probably will only be seeing me on the internet. But physically, the next place you will see me is in the shores of the celestial city. And you know what will differentiate us then? Light. The Bible says, them that win souls are wise. It says they will shine like the firmament of heaven. Some people will walk and pass you in heaven. And you have to do your eye like this because of how bright they are. Have you tried to look at the sun before? You found out you can't gaze at the sun. What nature communicated to you is that you don't have the stature to look at me. The sun is a person. This your nature cannot look at the sun. Keep your eye on the sun and see. You close your eye by yourself. The stars are always there. Huh? They are always there. But the reason why you don't see the star during the daytime is because another star whose glory is brighter than them all eclipsed them. They were all the stars, they have always been there. They didn't move. But they will all wait until this main guy leaves the scene. Then all kinds of other small lights will start forming. Who is the brightest among us? Teach you a song. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following you. In life or in death, I am yours. It's a simple song. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you.
At the end I saw the world who say of me, there's so many things to follow, but I live following you. In life or in death, I am yours. In life or in death, I am yours.
Lift up your voice wherever you are. Lord, here am I. 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 Holy Ghost, here am I. Here am I. I quit playing games with you. I quit playing games with you. I quit playing games with you. Holy Ghost, here am I. Here is this life. Use it. Entangled himself with the affairs of this world so that he may please him who has called him to be a good soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. Are you a soldier? Are you conscious that we are at war?
I am yours, Lord. Oh, I am yours. Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. The story cannot continue like this. There is a destiny on my lips.
I am yours. Oh.
Oh, I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours.
You know. You know. A voice has been inviting you for a long time and say, come, let's reason together. Come, let's reason together. I want to use your life. The Holy Ghost has been laying it upon your soul. I want to do great and mighty things with you. You have been resisting him for too long. You have been resisting him for too long. And today, you want to surrender and say, no more struggle, no more resistance with your will. I will live for you from today. My breath will be for you. My decisions will be for you. You want to make once and for all a decision for him and live for him for the rest of your days. Please run forward from wherever you are. Run forward now. Now, everywhere. Run forward. You know that destiny is at stake. Destiny is at stake. I don't want to be missing. Infirmity in your life, and you have tried, and you cannot break free by yourself. I'm begging you quickly, come forward, join them now. Repentance is not for sinners, repentance is not for sinners, repentance are for sons of God, those whose hearts can be malleable before God. He can bend it at any time. And Moses told God, repent, repent, repent. We need you. We need you in this battle. We need you in this battle. The battle is too intense for us. We can't fight it alone. We need you. So all of us must awake. Awake from the sleep of Adam. Awake. We need you.
Maranatha. Maranatha, oh Maranatha,
Some of you, if only you play your own role, our life will not be at risk like this. Some of you, if only you played your own part, they will not give us extra work. I'm a young man. I'm supposed to be trying to bring balance around other areas of my life. But by every man who abandons his assignment, they carry and put on the one who is working. He that is faithful, more shall be committed unto him. So faithful men will now die young. You are the only one. You are the only one thinking that Benson Itahosa died young because he was not wise. The demand for that oil was intercontinental. He was spent until he was spent out of time. You are the only one thinking that Babalola died young. He was spent out. It was why Elijah also died. He says, I'm the only one. The work is too much. Just carry me. Many nights, I will wake up in strange hotel rooms and I will start pitying myself. Look at what your life has become. Where are you? I will cry many nights. People out here will think you are having a best time, and it's a lie. I know what is going on in my life. Some nights I will be sleeping like this and I will wake up because of attacks. Many beings will cooperate and say, let's go and stop him. And you will wish that those who fight with you are many. Or you want for one man to be fighting so that you will be sending prayer requests to him. Then he will die. But I know that I did not come alone, because they sent many of us into time. They know that in the war of the millennial, there were many men that should arise. How comes you have not arisen yet? You allow those who are fighting to be very few, and the people who are fighting for darkness, they are many. I can't even tell a lady that I like her. That's how my life has become. So stretched. While you who are a captain, you who are a captain in the army, you are sleeping. I don't even know whose call is on my head now. I don't know whose mission they gave me. Because somebody failed, that was why they picked me. I was not the first choice. Somebody failed, then they carried me as a plan B. I'm not the first choice. I know that. There is somebody with more gifts, more ability, more skill, more endowment. He turned his back on God, and they carried anyone that is available. I don't know about you. Maybe you want to talk to God now, just you and him. I honestly will not tell you what to tell God. I won't tell you what to tell him. A spirit will lead you to say something. A spirit will give you utterance. A spirit will give you utterance. It can't continue like this.
I am the sound of revival. No one is waiting for me to be heard. I am the Bible they read now. They will read me and they will be shared. I am the sound of revival.
Holy Ghost, I'm back. Waiting for me. Holy Ghost, I'm back. I'm back, I'm back.
I am the Bible they read.
Holy Ghost, I'm back. I'm back.
I am the sound of revival.
Holy Ghost, I'm back. I'm back.
I am the Bible that reads.
I'm back. Oh, I'm back. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
I am the sound of
Holy Ghost. I'm back. 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 My life is nothing. But if you can use nothing, use me. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. Can you cry to him now? It's just you and him. It's just you and him. It's only you and him. It's only you and him. Holy Ghost, I'm back. I'm back. I've been away from home for a long time. I'm back.
I am the sound of revival.
No one is waiting for me to hear.
I am the Bible.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, everybody, everybody, say this prayer with me if you can. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender. Please say it with your mouth. I surrender to your will, to your government, to your kingdom. I relinquish all my rights, all all my desire, all my abilities to you. Take charge. Use my life and glorify the Father. Remember me when you list men in your kingdom. Remember me when you eat bread in your kingdom. Remember me when you give crowns to men. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody lift up your head. Lift up your hands rather above your head. Holy Spirit, it's me again. It's me. Please let it please you. They are all before you. Break stony hearts. Pour fire upon altars. Give oil to candles and lamps. Supply oil. Supply oil. Those whose flame is beginning to die out, supply oil. You are becoming discouraged. You are beginning to draw back. Oil is supplied. Oil. And now, Holy Ghost, from the back to the front, from the left to the right, I stretch my hands over them and I release fire of ordination, fire of divine direction. Suddenly, you know what to do, you know who you are, and you know where and when to manifest. Now, at the count of three, 1, 2, 3, everywhere now, by the power of the Lord, I release fire. Fire! Fire! Make sure you are praying where you are now. I release fire! I set altars on fire. Number 2, there is the power for restoration. In things were given to you, very hallowed weapons in the kingdom, and then you lost it by carelessness. You lost it. We're going to shout that name, Jesus, at the count of 3, and every axe head that was lost, everything lost, will be found in this place. From lost prayer lives to lost spirit of revelation. Oh my God, there are prophetess in our midst. Prophetess whose eyes was like the eyes of an eagle. Now Satan has corrupted your vision. Count of 3, we will shout Jesus and there will be restoration. 1, in the name of Jesus. 2, in the name of Jesus. 3, now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There is restoration. Please help them. Please help them. Help them. Help the people by your side. Help the people by your side.
the sound of creation, Shekinah is here. I release the sound of the heaven, the sound of creation, Yahweh.
The Holy Ghost is still touching people. He is still touching people. He is just doing his thing. Please be your brother's keeper. Help the people by your side. Please don't let anybody injure themselves. Someone here with a ministry, a strategic ministry to bring men out of captivity. People are always coming around you to talk about their addictions and their struggles. You have a scar on you because you too, you were once a prisoner of that spirit. The spirit knows you because she does not remember releasing you. You broke out by violence. The Holy Ghost says, I stretch my hands over you and commission your ministry now. And now, oh Father, wherever such a one is, wherever such a one is, I set you on fire now. Now. I set you on fire. Bring them out. Holy Ghost, double portion, double, such as I have with God, I give to you now. Holy Ghost, double portion, double, such as I have with God, I give to you now. Double measure, Holy Ghost. Double measure, such as I have, I give to you. Freely I have received, freely I release to you now. Double measure. Sweat of many generations. You will dry the sweat of many generations. The power to get wealth is upon you. You will raise many orphans. Many orphans. You will own orphanages. You will be the mother of the motherless. The bread of the poor is with you. Works of your hands are prospered. Favor is around you like a perfume. There's no door that will not open before you. Holy Ghost. Double portion. Double. Such as I have, I give to you now. Of the eagle, bring this lady for me. This one, you are a watcher. Where you stand is high. Where you stand is high. Release fire upon you now. I declare everything that affects your sight is burnt off by fire. Clarity of sight upon you now, 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 by fire. Wherever you are, as we go, pray for 1 minute. Holy Ghost, don't let me go as I came. Don't let me return this way.
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazo mission international.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.